Welcome to the Sunshine Economy on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Sammy Mack. For 4 months, WLRN has been asking you to tell us how much you are paying for your health care. Not your health insurance premium, but how much you're paying for an MRI, a colonoscopy, or any of dozens of common health care procedures.
It's a huge laundry list of these, Sammy, right? Cholesterol checks, testosterone levels, x-rays, you name it. We've received more than 350 prices from people across South Florida using our price check guide since April. Now, PriceCheck is a community-created database of healthcare costs here in Florida, and our data partner behind it calls doctor's offices and makes calls to other health service providers asking about the prices. But it's also fed by you, by crowdsourcing those prices. Hundreds of people, Sammy, have shared with us how much they've paid and how much their insurance companies have paid for medical procedures.
And this is our PriceCheck tool. You can find it at WLRN.org/PriceCheck. And since we launched it in April, we've had 2,600 searches conducted for people who are looking for healthcare prices. The tool is just one of many that aims to bring some level of price transparency to what has been cloaked in complexity and confusion and secrecy. And just last month, Jackson Health System, the publicly funded hospital system here in Miami-Dade County, launched CareQuote. Patients call a phone number or fill out an online form with their insurance information. They tell Jackson what they're looking to have done. And then Jackson's staff basically run those details through the same process that gets used for billing. Miriam Torres is the vice president of revenue cycle with Jackson.
We decided to do this because we see an increased demand of patients that are shopping around with higher deductibles. People want to know really how much is this going to cost them. And we feel we have no issues disclosing our prices.
Disclosing their prices for that particular patient with that particular insurance plan. The tool doesn't let shoppers compare what the same procedures might cost with different insurance providers or at different hospitals.
It's one plan and one procedure. And we'll talk more about Jackson's new effort with its president and CEO, Carlos Magoya, a little bit later on in this program, Sammy. This summer, the state of Florida received an F, though, for state laws governing how you can find out the price of healthcare. Couple of groups here, Catalyst for Payment Reform and Healthcare Incentives Improvement Institute, both finding that Florida is failing to provide an easily accessible and understandable answer to the very simple question, how much does it cost? Suzanne DelBanco is the executive director for Catalyst for Payment Reform.
Florida was not alone when it comes to getting an F grade. Most states have not done enough to ensure that consumers have access to healthcare price information.
42 other states also received an F. Governor Rick Scott signed a healthcare transparency bill earlier this year that requires doctors to provide estimates of costs if a patient requests it. It also requires insurers to create pricing tools on their websites. But to improve its grade, the report said Florida must move from collecting price data from healthcare service providers and create a public database of prices paid by all kinds of payers, including what insurance companies agree to pay, which is the so-called negotiated rate, what out-of-pocket costs to patients like copays and deductibles are, and what someone would pay if they paid cash. This would be what's called an all-payer claims database. It's considered the holy grail of price transparency. In its absence, there are a lot of other efforts from insurance companies and medical service providers and others promising to lead patients to an answer to this question. How much will it cost? Here's Julio Ochoa from our partner Health News Florida.
A Google search for the term medical prices turns up several tools you can use to look up healthcare costs. If you have insurance, you may have seen a similar tool on your provider's website. Florida lawmakers even passed a price transparency law this year that will create a database of prices for medical procedures. But how do you know what the price comparison tools are really telling you? Let's sort some of it out. On one side are for-profit sites that contract with healthcare providers. The sites list cash prices of common procedures that consumers can pay for up front. MDSave is one of the more popular sites, serving 140 markets around the country. CEO Paul Ketchell says the company negotiates with doctors, hospitals, and other providers so consumers can get just one price.
That's really what makes the product innovative, because the consumer sees that real full healthcare price for really the first time.
The company makes its money by charging doctors and hospitals a fee. It also gets a cut of what every consumer pays. Though Ketchell says most people who use MDSave have insurance, some healthcare providers contract with the company so uninsured patients can pay their bills. Vicki McGeeran is chief financial officer at Seven Rivers Regional Medical Center in Crystal River. She says the bundled cash prices are sometimes cheaper than prices paid by people with insurance.
MD Save is like an insurance who has negotiated pricing based on the uninsured.
Not all healthcare price databases are in it to make a buck. There are sites like ours. PriceCheck provides a space for consumers to enter prices they pay for procedures at specific facilities. You can also search prices that others have paid. We report on the data to spark conversation about the real cost of healthcare. And while PriceCheck relies on consumers for information, other sites use records. The not-for-profit Fair Health Group has compiled more than 20 billion records of medical and dental services from insurance companies, health plans, and healthcare systems. Fair Health was launched in 2009. It doesn't provide details about specific doctors or hospitals, but you can get a good estimate about what people in your area are paying for a procedure.
Our data have, in effect, helped steer people through the rocks as they try to navigate these Class 5 rapids of reform.
That's Fair Health President Robin Gelbert. She says consumers, insurance companies, and healthcare providers all use Fair Health. Florida policymakers building the state's database also have talked to her group. She says anyone involved in price transparency owes it to consumers to make sure the information they provide is helpful.
Make sure whatever information they're providing is not adding more confusion, but is actually providing really signs on the road so they can navigate the healthcare system.
Suzanne Del Banco is executive director of the healthcare watchdog group Catalyst for Payment Reform. She knows consumers are thinking first about the price tag, but that may not be the best strategy.
You want to take the quality into consideration, too.
She says the best healthcare comparison tools offer a way to measure quality as well as price.
Pair it with quality information so that I'm not being misled by the price alone, which really, at the end of the day, is not a good proxy for the overall value of the care I'm going to get.
5 years ago, she says, consumer advocates dreamed of having more price transparency tools. Now, the information is there. We just have to sort it out. I'm Julio Ochoa in Tampa.
Seems simple enough, just sorting out how much something costs, but of course you have to find it. It's no easy feat when it comes to healthcare. Share your experience with us at WLRN on Twitter. Use the hashtag SunshineEconomy. Janine Pinder is the founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, which manages the database of prices for our Price Check healthcare price tool. She joins us from a studio in New York City. Janine, what kind of prices have people been sharing with us over the past 4 months?
You know, that's a great question. What we're learning is that people are sharing a lot of prices about colonoscopies, interestingly enough. Those are supposed to be covered under the Affordable Care Act as preventive medicine. But there seems to be a lot of people who are paying money for their colonoscopies, and they're puzzled.
We're going to do a report, in fact, exploring the difference, Sammy, between the so-called free colonoscopy, the colonoscopy that oftentimes should be included with the healthcare premium that health insurance pays, that a health insured patient pays every month, and those that perhaps you do have an out-of-pocket expense. But you're also, Jeannie, seeing a lot of questions around imaging, too, generally, right?
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, x-rays and MRIs. You would think that x-rays would be fairly routine and fairly standard, and yet we've seen people telling us that they're being charged anywhere from $20 to $988.
What does that tell you about this market?
Well, the prices are kind of arbitrary, I guess you could say. And because the prices are opaque, because you can't actually see, and because most of us don't have multiple MRIs or multiple x-rays, we have no comparative information. So the bill comes and you're like, oh, I guess healthcare is expensive. But it takes a lot of chutzpah to charge $988 for a simple x-ray.
Are there qualitative differences, though, given the price range from $20 to almost $1,000?
Well, one wonders. As you know, one of the things that's broken in this marketplace is not just pricing transparency, but also quality transparency metrics. There are really no good, obvious, usable quality metrics.
So when you see prices like this, how can a consumer even know that what they're being asked to pay is exorbitantly high or not?
We always tell people to ask, what will that cost? What will that cost me? Is there a cash price or a prompt pay discount? And then to do a little bit of research, you can use our price check tool or any of a number of other pricing tools to get a general idea of what you might be asked to pay or what the range of prices is. And then inquire of your insurance company.
And I was just going to say, you use the phrase prompt pay discount. That's not actually something I've heard before. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. So we hear a lot from providers who will say if you're a cash patient, you're paying either upfront or on the day of service, you get a prompt pay discount.
Trying to find out this information prior to getting a procedure presumes, obviously, it's not an emergency situation for you. After the fact, after you get that explanation of benefits, if you are insured, how do you then begin to determine what may be a fair price and what may be an exorbitant price?
That's also a great question. It's much easier to ask these questions up front in advance and to take notes, take names, take numbers, so that if after the fact you find that your bill is 5 times or 10 times what you expected, you can then go back to the proper authorities and say, wait, you told me it was going to be $500 and now it's $2,500?
Mm-hmm.
Like, explain that, please. So if you have a chance, do your research before.
There's also phrases about out-of-pocket expense. When you're talking about insured patients, 40% of insured patients in the state of Florida generally get that insurance through their employer. And when healthcare transparency advocates talk about healthcare transparency, they traditionally will talk about what the out-of-pocket expense is. But that's not the total cost of the procedure to the insured, is it, Jeannie?
No, you have as you frequently point out, Tom, that premium comes out of your pocket too. And the notion that the only out-of-pocket expense is the cash that you're asked to pay is ludicrous.
And by the time you have that insurance plan, Sammy, a big chunk of that payment decision is already made for you because of your monthly premium and the type of plan that you're buying, right?
That's right. And even what your options are for paying at different facilities, that is all negotiated by the insurance company itself. And so when you talk about transparency and you talk about how difficult it is to know what things are going to cost, add a layer to that where half of those decisions are already made for you. I mean, if you want to talk about real choice, that actually begins in open enrollment season when you're picking out an insurance plan. But good luck figuring out who has the best negotiated rates.
And Jeannie, the price check tool walks people through the explanation of benefits and walks them through what the copay portion of what they paid was, the deductible portion of what they paid was, the negotiated rate or the contracted rate or the agreed upon rate that the insurance company agreed to pay the medical provider. So how does all of this get baked into what you're seeing, for instance, when it comes to colonoscopy costs or MRI costs or x-ray costs?
Yeah, so we asked people to tell us in a price check, what were the price that was charged? What did insurance pay? What did you pay? How did you feel about it? And then if that's something that you can compare to the cash or self-pay survey pricing that we've collected directly from providers. So let's say you were charged $6,000 for an MRI. The insurance company paid $1,200. You paid $300. And yet we can tell you that you can easily get an MRI in South Florida for $300 cash.
Just think about
absent
that.
Think
about that range, right? The charge price is $6,000. Insurance plus copay is $1,500. And there's competitors, presumably at the same quality level, charging a quarter of that price.
Right.
We will talk more about healthcare pricing, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy here on this Monday, a little bit later in the program, talking with the head of Jackson Health in South Florida, which just launched its own price lookup tool. But still to come, the cost of care and the surprise bill for many patients.
Go to the other side of the hospital, a different floor. It's usually called patient access, and say, hi, these are the procedures I need. They'll give you a list of the costs, and then you send those back to the billing people at the hospital to say, hello guys, this is what you charge patient A. Why are you trying to charge me, patient B, 4 times as much?
Well, Welcome back to Price Check, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening.
And I'm Sammy Mack. We're talking about healthcare prices as part of our Price Check project. It's an online guide to healthcare costs in Florida. You can visit it, check it out, search it, and add your own information anonymously about what your healthcare cost you at WLRN.org/PriceCheck. A little later on in the program, we'll be talking to the boss at one of the largest health systems in South Florida, Jackson Health, about its effort to bring price transparency to its patients.
Sammy, the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is well known when it comes to healthcare economics, and the New York Times surveyed folks last year nationwide, finding that 1 out of 5 working age people who have health insurance have had trouble paying medical bills. These are insured people. The cost of health insurance premiums is one thing, but then a cost of care, of course, as we've been reporting, is quite another.
That's right. So most working Americans get their health insurance through their job or through their spouse's job. That's the monthly premium that more than likely comes out of your paycheck if you're working. The medical bill comes when you need or want medical attention. And in this Kaiser survey, 3 out of 4 people who had insurance said it was their co-pays, deductibles, or co-insurance that got them into financial trouble.
Yeah, and this, Sammy, led them to either skip or even put off health care, like dental appointments or not filling a prescription.
Kenneth Klein is intimately familiar with the pain of getting a surprisingly large medical bill.
I had a situation at an emergency room where the facility, the hospital, was in network. The emergency room doctor was out of network, unaffiliated with my insurance company. So the hospital bill was covered, so to speak, but the bill I got from the emergency room physician was for $1,800.
If the physician had been on his health plan, Klein says, it would have cost only $200.
At first, I had no idea what was going on. And I thought, well, I'm covered. I have insurance, so this must be correct. And then I started questioning it, made some phone calls back and forth with the insurance company. And eventually the doctors ended up accepting the $200 from the insurance company and writing off the $1,600.
Medical debt is one of the leading causes of bankruptcy in the United States. As Klein discovered, having health insurance is no guarantee against being swamped by bills after an emergency or a big procedure. Klein is a former attorney, and after negotiating down his own health care bills and helping some friends and neighbors with theirs, he realized there was a market for this sort of work. He opened a business, Human Health Advocates in Palm Beach County, and now he works with clients to negotiate charges and resolve insurance disputes. Klein sat down and talked to me about how he does it, starting with a medical coding specialist to analyze the bills.
We did find $125 for one Tylenol, and that will be my first line of attack is, this bill is incorrect. It's $40,000. It should be $25,000. But what she will also do is come up with the Medicare rate that that particular hospital would accept for those particular procedures in that particular month.
And this is interesting because the Medicare rate is relatively transparent in the pricing process.
Absolutely. And because of that, frankly, it's one of the easiest to use in terms of negotiating. Sometimes what one can do in negotiating is go to the other side of the hospital, a different floor, it's usually called patient access, and say, hi, these are the procedures I need. I need a complete blood count, blood test, and I need an MRI of the brain and whatever else. What will the cost be? They'll give you a list of the costs, and then you send those back to the billing people at the hospital and say, hello guys, this is what you charge patient A. Why are you trying to charge me, patient B, 4 times as much?
What are some of the patterns that you see among clients who end up with these overwhelming bills?
From my experience, the first thing that they have in common is an overwhelming sense of frustration. But most of the people that I represent, the genesis of it is not understanding the insurance. What's my deductible in network and out of network? I have a client, wonderful person, went and was told by the office manager that there was a $2,000 deductible. Well, that's great, except what she told her was her in network deductible, but not the fact that the doctor was out of network and her deductible was $10,000.
What are some of the options for a patient after the fact when they get a bill that they weren't expecting?
Those situations become more difficult. But in terms of what they can do, if they're uninsured, you go negotiate, period. If they are insured, you go to the doctors first. Somehow you get yourself past the billing people and you say, this is all I can do. Many times they will be willing to come to a compromise.
The thing about negotiating prices is you'll never know what's possible if you don't ask. And as Klein pointed out, you may have to ask different people and different departments within the same institution to get what you need. We also know from our price check database, Tom, that if you shop around, you may find a cash price for, say, an MRI that's even cheaper than what you would pay with insurance. We have an example in our local market here in South Florida of places that the cash price is $400 to nearly $4,000 in Miami. So if you have a 20% coinsurance, it might actually make sense for you to pay the cash price at a less expensive facility.
More evidence that it pays to shop around if you can for healthcare. Still to come on the Sunshine Economy, the new effort at one of South Florida's biggest healthcare systems to let people know what they will pay before getting the care.
I hope that 5 years from now, that the healthcare sector gets to a point almost like an Amazon environment in which you can go in and say, this is what I want to get done. And based on your insurance plan, they will tell you what your costs will be and the quality of each one of those providers so that you can have complete disclosure.
Welcome back to Price Check, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening.
And I'm Sammy Mack. When talking about healthcare prices and the problems patients have trying to figure out how much something will cost, it's almost refreshing to hear a top hospital CEO say this.
It's very complex, if at all, to really find out what the cost of any procedure is going to be, outpatient or inpatient.
That's Carlos Magoya. He runs Jackson Health System and its $2 billion a year budget. That includes more than $400 million in support from local taxpayers. It's a big player in the healthcare industry in South Florida, and it's got a new effort to help patients know what they'll spend. It's part of a strategy to compete with other hospitals.
Yeah, Sammy, as a public hospital, Jackson sees a lot of uninsured or underinsured patients who may not be shopping for healthcare on price or quality, but rather just accessibility and need. It's the place that they can go. Jackson wants to attract more insured patients to its services, knowing that these insured patients come with negotiated rates, certainly, and thus payment to the hospital, that the hospital is going to get paid. This is all part of what's behind Jackson launching CareQuote, its own price transparency offering. We spoke with the Jackson CEO, Carlos Magoya, in his office.
To some degree, this was a competitive decision to compete in a crowded healthcare marketplace in an industry where a lot of companies and a lot of providers don't want to compete on price.
We like competing on price. Even though I work now for the public sector, I was always in the private sector. I believe competition is the healthiest way to do it. And price and quality are the two best ways to compete in the healthcare business. So we want everybody to know what the quality is, and we want everybody to know what it costs. And I think we can compete very well in both price and quality.
And in a marketplace where your competitors don't have a tool that looks exactly like this, how do you convince your customers, your patients, that what they're seeing is a competitive price?
Well, pricing is a matter of perception. I can't force the competitors to come up with a price. But if I can make our product accessible, if you need an MRI, you need a CAT scan, you need whatever outpatient procedure you need or whatever you need, and we can make it accessible to you immediately, and you know what the cost will be, versus going somewhere else, it might take you 2 or 3 weeks to get there and not know what it will cost you. Hopefully, it will drive a lot of the consumers to come to a more accessible and something that you will know will cost what your exact amount of cost will be.
How do you see this tool changing the way that people go about shopping? So they've got the one price from you guys, and then what happens next, best case scenario?
If I was a consumer, I can't really speculate, but if I were the consumer and I got a price from Jackson, and I wanted to see what someone else would be doing, I'd go to that other provider and say, if I go to Jackson, this is what it will cost me. What is it going to cost from you? And put some pressure on them to figure out what they would tell me.
All of this relies on good data coming in, a patient knowing the kind of procedure that they're going to be focused on. medical codes are very complicated and very arcane. Other things can happen when you walk through the doctor's door or walk into an imaging center, and additional things could be recommended. How is a patient supposed to kind of react to some of those things and be able to still effectively use your tool?
Well, that's the reason why we're limiting this to more outpatient procedures for exactly that. I can tell you what a CAT scan will be on a knee or a head or something like that, but I can't tell you if you're going in for a neurosurgery inpatient procedure what the cost will be, because once you go in, you got to have a lot of different things. So that's why we're being very specific as to what the procedures are and what the prices are. Once you go in, if you say, well, I'm getting a CAT scan, but I need this other thing, or I need an EKG or something else, then obviously that's a different environment. But this is based on normal, traditional outpatient procedures.
When a person enters their information about the procedure that they are asking about, their insurance information, it gets sent to your system. And then what happens? How long does it take to get the information back, and how do they hear back?
Well, the goal is to get it done in 48 hours. So that's the intent. We're not happy with 48 hours. We are, because it's a new product. We obviously have to have the specific procedure so we know exactly what it is. We need to know the specific plan that the person has with what insurance company, because even every insurance company has multiple different plans. So we want to make sure that we know all of that, and we get it right, and then we get back to the patient and get it verified. We want to get to the point that we learn enough from this that we can automate it as much as we can to shorten that period of time to a much lower number. And we want to make sure that this product evolves, and maybe we can talk about this 6 months or a year from now, and hopefully we can see the improvements, not just in quickness and accuracy, but also in the number of procedures that we're providing this information for.
This tool, Mr. Magoya, will give an insured patient their estimated cost out of pocket. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's what every patient wants to know. They don't want to know what it will cost the insurance company. They want to know what it will cost them. And we can provide both, obviously, but the important thing is knowing their plan so that we can provide what their out-of-pocket cost will be.
But you will also provide the patient, if they're interested, what the hospital will get paid and reimbursed from the insurance company as well?
The total. Yeah, we will provide the total cost if they wish to have it.
That's the cost that begins to get baked into the monthly premium that the insurance company charges the insured patients. How important is that number to the overall cost of healthcare in this community?
Well, so the knowing the total cost of your procedure to the actual customer is almost irrelevant, but it's extremely important to understand what the overall cost is to the insurance company, because obviously the driver of this is to be able to reduce the cost. So therefore, what every insurance company tries to do, they try to drive their customers or their members to those areas in which they have the lower cost possible. So one of the things is, for example, obviously in some cases with MRIs or CAT scans, they want to send them to some kind of a private non-hospital provider because they can get a cheaper service. There's a balance between the cheaper and the quality, so we want to make sure. So we've been driving the prices down ourselves so that we can be as competitive as we can with the best quality possible.
The agreements that Jackson has with the insurance companies are protected by non-disclosure agreements. So the prices that you agree to take from an insurance company for a list of procedures is essentially secret from the patient. But you're using that information to help a patient learn what his or her out-of-pocket obligation can be. So you're using the non-disclosed details that are trade secrets for a patient who actually still owns that data if they exercise their ability to take that procedure or have that medical service delivered to them.
Well, that is correct, but also remember that once that patient gets whatever procedure is done, And we bill the insurance company, and with the out-of-pockets, the insurance company is sending a statement to their member telling them exactly what we charge and what they paid for that service and what was remaining for the consumer to pay. So they are disclosing on that specific procedure. It's not just Jackson disclosing it. The insurance company also discloses the same information back to their, and they have to by law. So it's not like we're breaking secrecy here. We're talking about the specific procedures to the individual consumer.
And it happens after the delivery of the procedure or the service.
In the case of that invoice, it is. In this case, we're talking about if the procedure were to happen.
What do you hope price transparency looks like for this community?
I hope that 5 years from now, that the healthcare sector gets to a point almost like an Amazon environment in which you can go in and say, this is what I want to get done. And you can have a list of the five providers. And based on your insurance plan, they will tell you what your cost will be and the quality of each one of those providers so that you can have complete disclosure. That would be, to me, the ultimate on how to do this, because I think that's what we as consumers deserve to see.
That would upend the business model significantly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we put a lot of pressure on people for both price and quality as you go forward to provide lower pricing at the highest qualities.
You sound pretty confident that you would come out on top in that scenario. In an atmosphere where there is so little transparency around healthcare and the cost of healthcare, how do you measure yourself now against the other institutions that are in our area?
We believe that competition is healthy. I will tell you that our length of stay is a little higher than most. You can say a lot of different reasons why. Our patient experience has been challenged. We've improved it a lot. But we think that the overall experience that we're seeing at Jackson today is dramatically better than it was 5 years ago, and our cost to deliver that care is dramatically better than it was 5 years ago. And I think a year or two down the road will be that much better. So as we get closer and closer to this kind of transparency, I'm very confident that we'll be able to compete with anyone else.
Carlos Magoya is the CEO of Jackson Health System, and among other things, he is the newest player in the price transparency effort in Florida.
Janine Pender is the CEO of Clear Health Costs. It's the group managing the database that powers our price check tool at WLRN.org/price check. She's with us still from a studio in New York City. Janie, when you see hospital providers getting into the price checkup, price tool game here, how does this impact competition?
I think it's fascinating because, as we all know, the internet hates it when people lie and keep secrets. So we now have all sorts of different possibilities for people to find information, including our price check tool. We can see from our analytics how many of the big players in Florida's healthcare system are coming to see our info. It's not just the providers. It's also your state government. We can see the insurance companies coming through, a lot of academics. So there's a great deal of interest in transparency now. And we're frankly glad to see people like Jackson Health trying to figure this out.
This is an interesting point, Jeannie, because the Jackson system works if you have an insurance plan and you call Jackson or you go online and you enter your specific insurance plan to find out the specific out-of-pocket expense to you. Jeannie, what you're saying in the price check tool that we have that's powered by your database, you don't have to have a specific insurance plan to look up a price, and you're seeing those providers, insurance companies, and regulators come to price check to see perhaps what they're charging and maybe what others say they're charging.
Right, exactly. Because while this information can be found out in many different ways, you could pay, for example, for a very big database of other people's pricing information. But you can also just go to our price check tool and see it publicly online.
And what does
which
it
is
mean
revolutionary.
That, what does it mean that these people who have been in the system and could be doing transparency on their own are visiting our site? Like, what does it tell you that they're looking up these prices?
They're curious, too. In fact, in one of our previous price check partnerships in California, we found ourselves involved in a contract dispute between a big health system and a big insurance company in the following fashion. They were negotiating over their rates for the coming contract, and the health system walked out of contract talks with the insurance company. Which happens. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of a common negotiating tactic, but it usually happens in quiet, behind closed doors, as many things do in healthcare. The response from the insurance company, they went public, fired back with a press release saying, hey, health system, your behavior is really bad. Now all the people that we insured who doctor over at your place are going to have to pay your outrageously high rates. Look at price check. Look how much more expensive you are than anybody else.
pricing a matter of perception is what Carlos Magoyo told us. He also said Jackson Health wants to compete on price, and that's what we're talking about here today, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy. Jeannie Pender is the CEO at Clear Health Cost. Jeannie will be back with us here. Still to come on the program, when a common health screening is supposed to be free, except when it's not, and it's awfully tough to know the difference when.
Frankly, from year to year, I just don't know what I'm responsible for, and I kind of don't know what to expect. You just kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best and hope you don't get screwed.
Back on Price Check, it's the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson.
And I'm Sammy Mack. Price Check is an online guide to healthcare costs. We've been asking you for about 4 months to tell us how much you're paying for healthcare procedures. And a lot of people have been interested in the cost of a common healthcare screening procedure that's recommended for everyone over 50, a colonoscopy.
Yeah, it's a pretty familiar procedure recommended when you turn 50, you should be screened. That is the official recommendation, after all, from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. And it's been that recommendation, Sammy, since 2008. Dozens of people have shared with us their price for colonoscopies. Without health insurance, $600 to $5,000. Quite a range there. If you do have health insurance, though, screening for colonoscopy is supposed to be covered with no out-of-pocket expenses under the Affordable Care Act. But it's not always that simple.
When Brenda Sokolowski turned 50, she followed national recommendations and made an appointment for her first screening colonoscopy.
Everybody kind of goes into it, I think, hoping they have that clean bill of health so they don't have to go back for 10 years.
After all, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. So Sokolowski went in for her first colonoscopy, and when she woke up from the anesthesia, she waited for her doctor's assessment.
He came around after the procedure and said, well, I did find two polyps. One I was able to easily remove, and he says the other one, I didn't want to cut too close up against the lining, I guess, of your intestines.
Not what Sokolowski wanted to hear, but she was glad she didn't have a hole in her intestinal wall. The doctor asked her to come back in 6 months for a follow-up colonoscopy to try again on that stubborn spot, which she did, and this is where she got her second unpleasant surprise.
The day before, the facility calls you and tells you, you know, we've got you, your time, and please be here by such and such time. And they also said, please bring $2,000, which was my insurance deductible.
Under the Affordable Care Act, there's a whole list of preventative services called essential health benefits that are supposed to be paid 100% by insurance. Colonoscopies are one of them. And Sokolowski didn't pay out of pocket for her first colonoscopy. But when she had to go back for the second one, her status had changed.
The problem is, if we find a polyp, that screening procedure becomes a therapeutic procedure.
Dr. Costas Kafalis is a gastroenterologist. He points out that unlike other kinds of screening tests, colonoscopies can involve spotting and removing a cancer threat in the same procedure.
It's not something where we say, well, we found a polyp, we'll have to stop the procedure and ask the patient if they want it removed or not.
When the colonoscopy turns from prevention to treatment, that can change what a patient is responsible for paying. On average, about 25% of men, 15% of women end up getting precancerous polyps snipped. Kafalis is on the board of the American College of Gastroenterologists, and he spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. pushing for a bill that would eliminate out-of-pocket expenses for these kinds of colonoscopies. In 2013, the feds did clarify some of the Affordable Care Act rules around what constitutes a preventative colonoscopy. So now, if you get a polyp snipped, you shouldn't have to pay extra. Unless you have Medicare, which has different rules, or if you have symptoms, or if your doctor recommends a screening sooner than what's covered under the insurance company's timetable.
Seeing as how I'm 49 in another month, I would have just waited until I was 50, because at that point it would have been covered 100%.
Heidi Megan was shocked with more than $3,300 in bills for her second screening colonoscopy. She got her first one in her mid-40s after her father died of colon cancer. Her insurance company back then covered it 100%. Everything was fine, but considering her family history, her doctor told her to come back in 5 years. By then, she had a different insurer, and when she made the appointment, she says she was told the doctor's office would handle the pre-authorization. She didn't learn until afterwards that her new insurance didn't cover screening colonoscopies for people younger than 50. Megan appealed with her insurance company and with Florida Consumer Services, but she was told the policy was the policy.
So I'll probably let these bills go to collections and then pay on them a little bit at a time. I mean, I'm not a deadbeat. I'll pay the bill.
But says Megan, it's really frustrating.
The first thing they need to know is exactly what the coverage policy is for their insurance.
Katie White runs White Healthcare Consulting, and she's a specialist in medical coding and billing.
Be very clear. When does it start at 50? Every 10 years, every 3 years? Call the insurance company and explain the scenario. Will I have any co-pays or deductibles?
And she says even if you do all that, if the billing department at the hospital or doctor's office doesn't code the procedure in just the right order, you could still very well end up with a questionable bill. For example, White points out that in Sokolowski's case, it may have been possible to get that second colonoscopy at no additional cost instead of having to shell out $2,000 up front. There is a code that would indicate the second attempt was to finish the job of the first and therefore would be completely covered. But everybody who files a claim with the insurance company has to code it the exact same way. And there are a lot of cooks in that kitchen.
You're going to have at least the facility. You will have anesthesiologist bill, pathology bill, because if they take a polyp, there's a specimen that goes to a lab, and possibly some just regular laboratory pathology bills.
Ultimately, Sokolowski is healthy, the polyps were not cancerous. The $2,000 she paid up front was basically a deposit. When it was all over, she paid $600 out of pocket. She got a refund on the rest.
Frankly, from year to year, I just don't know what I'm responsible for, and I kind of don't know what to expect. You just kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best and hope you don't get screwed.
Sokolowski says as frustrating as the episode was, she probably would have gone through it again, because it's her health.
Jeannie Pender is the CEO of Clear Health Costs, the group managing the database that powers our price check tool at wlrn.org/price check. Jeannie, we've seen dozens of people share their costs for colonoscopies in South Florida on price check. What have you learned about the cost of this very common procedure?
So it's startling to see how many people are paying something. It might be $200, it might be $500, it might be $1,200. But because many of us were led to believe that under the Affordable Care Act, all colonoscopies are supposed to be free of charge, that's very startling. This does also point to the fact that the system is so incredibly complicated that a civilian, a normal human being, finds himself or herself retiring in disarray and saying, I just don't understand. It's unacceptable. It's truly unacceptable.
How could someone who is getting a screening colonoscopy use the price check tool to their advantage to cut through some of that?
We always recommend that people go in advance if you have a chance, if it's discretionary or if it's shoppable, something that you can actually plan in advance. Call the provider, call the insurance company, ask, what will this cost? What will it cost me? Is there a cash payment? Is there a cash or self-pay rate? And then take notes, take names, take numbers. And if, in fact, the bill that you get after the fact is significantly different, or if you're asked to pay for something like a pre-op checkup or a post-op visit to receive results, you should object.
And simply just a matter of objecting?
I often recommend to people that they just refuse to pay if they can't negotiate something down, because truly, if it's supposed to be free, it's supposed to be free. And I think as patients, or as consumers, or as people, we like to call them, we have to start feeling more empowered in this marketplace and more able to engage with these issues of money.
And when you look at high deductible plans, closed doctor networks, that's exactly what's happening here as it becomes a more consumer-driven healthcare space. And still to come on our program here today, what we've learned about healthcare costs in South Florida, thanks to all of you in the audience sharing what you've paid with us. That's next. We're back for Price Check, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks again for listening this week.
And I'm Sammy Mack. Jeannie Pender is the CEO of Clear Health Costs, the group managing the database that powers our Price Check tool.
Jeannie, we've been doing this for 4 months. We launched in late April. We've seen more than 350 prices shared with us. We've seen more than 2,500 folks search those prices, the database. What have we learned about healthcare prices in South Florida?
I think one of the things that we've learned is that people are really upset about this. The shares that we've had have come in with language like, I'm outraged, I'm passionate about this, this is insane, this is supposed to be fully covered, why am I being asked to do this, this is extortion. I mean, there's a certain selection bias, and people who are coming to us to talk about their experiences may not be the happiest campers, but people are really upset.
And I've noticed, too, in some of these responses, which, by the way, you can share your own information at WLRN.org/pricecheck. It's anonymous, but there is space to leave us, the reporters, an email so we can get in touch with you. That's not public facing. But there's also space for comments. And in those comments, you're right, you see people who are really angry. You also see a sense of powerlessness where people have these huge bills that they weren't expecting. They're really upset and confused by it, but they feel like they have to pay them.
Which runs contrary to the previous point, Jeannie, which was the health insurance system is pushing more empowerment toward consumers in terms of at least taking more financial responsibility for the care that they want and need.
Well, we do think that when people start talking about consumer-directed health care or high-deductible plans empowering consumers, if you don't give consumers real tools, then it's just a joke.
And what do you think would need to happen to have real tools that would actually be useful for a consumer who is trying to shop in this market?
So having a tool like ours that's not tainted by commercial imperatives, many of the pricing tools that are delivered to people from an insurance company, for example, it'll steer you towards a provider who's in-network. Or some of the other tools will give you partial information, but not full-on, complete, transparent, impartial, neutral information. We think that the reason we're seeing so many people who are interested in sharing and searching our tool, both in Florida and in all of our other partnerships, is because people really want that impartial information, and they want to feel empowered to not only search, but also share their own experiences and help others.
We have seen a bit of a legislative response toward transparency. We have less than a minute left here, Jeannie, but we know that Florida and 42 other states have gotten an F for price transparency efforts.
It's time for this to end. Price transparency is coming like a freight train, whether the legislature and the industry want it or not.
And consumer-driven, insurance-driven, or provider-driven because of competitive reasons?
All of the above.
Who has the most power in the system right now?
I guess you would have to say that so far, I think it's the providers and the insurance companies. But the consumers, the patients, are roaring right along.
Jeannie Pender is the CEO at Clear Health Costs. It's the group managing the database that powers our price check tool. Jeannie, it's always great to catch up. We'll be continually watching the database. You can find it publicly facing. Share your health experiences with us at WLRN.org/pricecheck.
I'm Sammy Mack.
Wanda Miles is our technical director here for our program, Price Check, the cost of care in the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening.